From WXXI, this is Stage Notes, the music of Broadway, and I'm Robert Hammond. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining me today on Stage Notes. I am so thrilled to have Andrea Frierson on the program today, especially in recognition of Black History Month. This is a class act Broadway actress who's currently in Rochester for the world premiere of her musical that she wrote called Me and Ella. It's a memoir about her life interspersed with music from Ella Fitzgerald's greatest hits. You're in for a real treat today on Stage Notes. Here now is Andrea Frierson. This musical that you've written, Andrea, is about your idol, Ella Fitzgerald, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, it's part Valentine tribute to her, and it's part a coming-of-age story for myself as a singer. I did an interview on TV the other day, and someone said, oh, it sounds like a singing memoir, and so I liked that very much.
How did you take Ella Fitzgerald's music and make it a memoir for you? So is it like a jukebox musical to some extent?
Not at all. Not at all. I had actually written a play several years ago, a play with music that featured all Ella Fitzgerald music. It was not autobiographical in any way. And I had a workshop at Lincoln Center. And when I met my directors, Murphy Paul and Paul Kreppel, they said, oh, gee, it would be fun to do a one-woman show. And I told them about my love for Ella Fitzgerald. So basically, I took songs that fit song moments, that fit scenes. And so sometimes I am Ella in her life, and then sometimes I'm me, but I'm always singing music that Ella recorded, which I chose.
Hence the name.
Yes.
Of the show.
Yeah.
Behold the way our fine feathered friend his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent, you're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile with my mouth a little weak when you open it to speak. Are you smart? But don't change a hair for me, not if you care. Than Greek, is your mind little weak when you open it to speak. Are you smart? Then don't change your hair for me. Not if you care.
From the musical Babes in Arms, that was the wonderful Ella Fitzgerald performing My Funny Valentine, a song you will hear Andrea Fireson performing in Me and Ella on stage at the Downstairs Cabaret through March 2nd. It's workshopping there, and it soon will be in your city. Here now again is Andrea on Stage Notes. What are some of the songs that you're singing?
Songs she's well known for, like A Tisket a Tasket, Goody Goody, and then some of the songs that she famously recorded in what they call the songbooks for Verve. Songs like Swonderful, Lady Be Good, you know, some of the wonderful big ballads that, you know, have so much passion to them, and then some of the swing stuff.
I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. Tisket, I lost my yellow basket, and if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
The one and only Ella Fitzgerald performing A Tisket a Tasket on Stage Notes. Andrea Frierson will be performing that in her musical, a memoir interspersed with Ella Fitzgerald's famous songs in a musical Valentine to the First Lady of Song. It's workshopping now at Downstairs Cabaret in Rochester, New York, where Stage Notes originates from. Information is available at downstairscabaret.com, and it's on stage there at the Winton Place location through March 2nd. You don't want to miss Andrea Frierson, a Broadway veteran, especially in the musical Once on This Island. Now, you're no stranger to the stage. In fact, you were in the original Broadway production of Once on This Island. I did not see the show, but I have to tell you, I love the music from the show.
Oh, yes, we all do. I have so many friends who've told me that they put on that CD when they want to clean house or just, you know, be doing busy work. Yeah, that was one of the best theatrical experiences I've ever had. And some of that was because I worked with Graziella Danielle, the director, and Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty, of course, wrote Ragtime and Seussical, and now are on Broadway with Rocky. So that was a wonderful experience.
Rivers run deep,
where the sea, sparkling in the sun, earns it the name Jewel of the Antilles.
An island where the poorest of peasants labor
and the wealthiest of grandeur play.
Two different worlds on one island.
The grandeur with their pale brown skins and their fringed wings, owners of the land and masters of their own fate.
And the peasants, black as night, eternally at the mercy of the wind and the sea, who pray constantly to the gods.
Asaka, grow me a garden.
Please, Agwe, don't flood my garden.
Ezuli, who will my love be?
Apake, don't come around.
Temperamental gods rule our island.
Asaka, mother of the earth.
Agwe, god of water.
Erzuli, beautiful goddess of love.
And Papagei, sly demon of death.
Asaka, grow me a garden.
Please, Agwe, don't flood my garden.
Erzuli, who will my love be?
Papagei, don't come around me. Please, Agwe, don't flood my garden.
Tourists at their fine hotels and tell their servants, polish up the Mercedes.
La 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 la.
Two different worlds never meant to meet.
The peasants labor.
The grandeur eats.
How fine our clothes are. How fast we drive.
We dance and party.
While we are dancing just to
would plant their seed and pull their wheat and chop their cane.
The original company of Once on This Island, including my guest today, Andrea Frierson, performing We Dance. Don't miss a minute of stage notes today. Andrea might just be singing a song for us live in studio. Stage notes will return in just a minute. Welcome back to Stage Notes. I'm Robert Hammond. Today my guest is Andrea Frierson. She's currently starring in the musical she wrote, called Me and Ella. The show journeys back to her beginnings as a young singer enamored with Ella Fitzgerald against the backdrop of New York City in the 1960s. She's a perfect guest to have on Stage Notes during Black History Month, and here she talks a little bit more about her Broadway background.
I've done 9 Broadway shows. My first show was The Me Nobody Knows when I was a teenager. That was my first Broadway show. And it was about kids, so that was very convenient. And then I did, I was an understudy in For Colored Girls on Broadway, and Yubi I did on Broadway, and I did a couple of things at Lincoln Center Theater with Audra McDonald, Marie Christine, and then I did a Julie Taymor piece called One Darien. So it's been a journey.
And you were in the touring production, the Broadway tour of Lion King with Julie Taymor. Had quite a bit to do with that.
Yes, I was. I was. And Rochester was one of the first cities that I visited. So that was in 2006. And I'm happy to be back.
And small on the endless round.
From the original Broadway cast recording of The Lion King, that was The Circle of Life. My guest today on Stage Notes, Andrea Frierson, was part of the Broadway tour. This being Black History Month, you talk about growing up in the 60s in New York City.
When I was growing up, we, of course, like all Americans, watched TV, saw Ella on TV, and that's how I enter the story, that I'm with my family, and we're watching Ella on TV, and then I become Ella. So, like, I had some wonderful members of my family. My parents, of course, met at Juilliard, and so they were, you know, kind of forerunners in their own right. And I had a cousin, Kiddo, who was a pitcher for the Negro Leagues. And, you know, just a lot of interesting family members, all of whom took great pride in being African-American and made some contribution in a way, some way or another.
The poets say that all who love are blind, but I'm in love and I know what time it is. The good book says, go seek and ye shall find. Well, I have sought and my, what a climb it is. My life is just like the weather, it changes with the hours. When he's near, I'm fair and warmer. When he's gone, I'm cloudy with showers. In emotion like the ocean, it's either sink or swim. When a woman loves a man like I love him. Treats me sweet and gentle the way he should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. stood out just crying my little heart out. He don't love me like I love him. No, nobody could.
That was the one and only Ella Fitzgerald performing I've Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, a song that Andrea Frierson sings in her musical Me and Ella. Now at Downstairs Cabaret Workshopping through March 2nd. Information is available at downstairscabaret.com. This is a show that I'm certain will be coming to a city near you in the very near future. Here again is my guest on Stage Notes, Andrea Frierson. What are some real standout moments for you?
Other than the birth of my son, Adam, who's a singer too, that was a wonderful, wonderful moment. I guess I would have to say Once on This Island is one of them. And Star Search, I was a five-time winner and semifinalist on the old Star Search TV series. And I speak about it in the show. It was a great experience. And working with Julie Taymor definitely was quite an experience, especially in Juan Darien, because I learned a lot about puppetry. For some reason in my career, puppetry has played a big part for some reason. I did a TV series on Nickelodeon for 3 years called Allegra's Window. And I played Miss Melody, this singing daycare teacher. And all the puppets, it was three humans, and then the rest were all puppets, but they were like the Sesame Street kind of puppets. And in fact, those same puppeteers were doing our show.
The gods sent me to make you well.
You're very young.
I came all this way to be with you. Let me stay.
The courage of a dreamer, the innocence of youth, the failures and the foolishness that lead us to the truth, the hopes that make us happy.
From the original Broadway cast recording of Once on This Island, a musical that my guest on Stage Notes starred in, Andrea Frierson, that was her performing The Human Heart. Welcome back to Stage Notes. I'm Robert Hammond. I'm so thrilled that Andrea Frierson is my guest today for Stage Notes in honor of Black History Month. She's also on the program today to talk about her musical that she wrote, Ella and Me. One of the musicals out of the 9 Broadway shows she's been in is Once on This Island. Here's a beautiful song from that musical, Forever Yours.
Sure as a wave needs to be near the shore. You are the one I was intended for. Deep in your eyes, I saw the God's design. Now my life is forever yours, and you are mine. I am a tree holding away.
From the original Broadway cast recording of Once on This Island, that was a gorgeous song called Forever Yours. My guest on Stage Notes today, Andrea Frierson, was a star in the original Broadway company of Once on This Island. And she's currently in Rochester, New York, in her one-woman show, Ella and Me, a memoir about her life interspersed with her idol's music, Ella Fitzgerald. What is your favorite Ella Fitzgerald song?
Well, it would definitely be a ballad. And I like a lot. I Want a Sunday Kind of Love.
I want a Sunday kind of love, a love to last past Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold, keep me warm when Mondays are cold. I love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to unfold, to keep me warm when love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I asked the Lord above, he sent me someone to love.
My guest today on Stage Notes, Andrea Frierson's favorite song that Ella Fitzgerald recorded, A Sunday Kind of Love, here on Stage Notes. What made you decide to do this? I'm going to make a memoir of my life, but use Ella's music.
Well, my love for her and her music, I guess that was the main impetus, and I had done a lot of research on her. But here's the thing, she's so iconic. And I did not want to just do a show where I'm going to be her. I knew I wanted to personalize it. And I knew the best way for me to make a tribute to her was to enter it through my own story and say what she meant to me personally. And then I get to be her.
You're doing the world premiere at Downstairs Cabaret. Are you taking it elsewhere once you leave Rochester, New York?
Well, that is certainly our hope and our vision, you know, and God willing, that'll happen.
Today, my guest on Stage Notes is Andrea Frierson, and what an honor it is to have her on the program for Black History Month, as well as to talk about her show, Ella and Me. Here she talks about the march in Washington and her father, who actually sang during the march.
She's such a part of the fabric of our American life. We don't even realize it. I told someone the other day, you can't go into Starbucks without hearing Ella. It's just So for that reason, people who, of course, have memories of the 60s, 50s, 40s will definitely enjoy the show. People who, people of color, people who remember, just remember back when.
Performing the show in Black History Month, mm-hmm. how does that, to you as an African-American woman who's so amazingly talented, make you feel about Ella Fitzgerald and yourself in like where things have come since the days of Martin Luther King and such?
Well, it's funny you should mention Martin Luther King because I don't want to give everything away, but my father actually sang at the March on Washington.
Oh, really? Which just celebrated its 50th year.
Yes, yes. So there is history in the show. When you were asking who should come, young people should come, too, to learn more about history. So to answer your question, it means a lot to me to honor people who have come before me. In my show, I'm doing that through honoring my family as well as Ella Fitzgerald. There's a part in the show where it's mentioned that Ella had a very unfortunate situation where she and her entourage were booted off of a flight to Europe. It was a discrimination suit, which she won. But the point being that it was just so much tougher then. My parents tell me all the time about touring and how, you know, it was like the colored hotel and the white hotel and the drinking fountain and all of those things. Now I don't even think about those things. I have the luxury of just living my life, but for the most part. But so I think it's important to honor people who had to, you know, sacrifice and go through things to do their art.
Dear God, dear stars, dear trees, dear sky, dear peoples, dear everything, dear God. Inside me and everyone else that was or ever will be. I came into this world with God, and when I finally looked inside, I found it. Just as close as my breath is to me.
Like a blade of corn, like a think us feel old at all. I think this is the youngest us ever felt.
From the original Broadway cast recording of The Color Purple, that was the title song on this Black History Month edition of Stage Notes with my guest Andrea Frierson, who's currently in Me and Ella on stage at Downstairs Cabaret, Witten Place location through March 2nd. Andrea Frierson is my guest today on Stage Notes. Would you mind sharing with the Stage Notes listeners a few measures of a song you're singing during Me and Ella?
Sure. Well, there is a piece that I sing. My grandparents were divorced when my mother was a very little girl, and they actually remarried in the 70s when they were like senior citizens. So it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. So there's a song I sing called That Old Feeling. It's a standard, but it goes like this. I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you passed by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to get that old yearning. Then I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling is still in my heart.
My guest on Stage Notes today, singing live in studio, That Old Feeling. What a talent she is. She's been one of my favorite guests on Stage Notes. Thank you for listening to Stage Notes today, and a warm and special thank you to Andrea Frierson for being my guest. She's currently starring in a musical that she wrote, Me and Ella, a memoir about her life, interspersed with songs by Ella Fitzgerald. It's at the Downstairs Cabaret Witten Place location through March 2nd. Information is available at downstairscabaret.com. Should you have any questions or comments about Stage Notes, please feel free to email me, stagenotes@wxxi.org. I'm available via Twitter anytime, at Stage Notes. If you'd like to know about upcoming and past programs, as well as playlists, go to wxxi.org/stagenotes. Again, a special thank you to Andrea Frierson for being my guest today in recognition of Black History Month and to talk about her musical, Me and Ella. I'm Robert Hammond. Have a great day.